Good morning. The scripture passage today is from John's Gospel, the 13th chapter, verses 1 through 7. The story of Jesus washing the disciples' feet. Hear the word of God as it comes to us today. It was just before the Passover feast. Jesus knew that the time had come for him to leave this world and go to the God. Having loved his own who were in the world, he now showed them the full extent of his love. The evening meal was being served, and the devil had already prompted Judas Iscariot, son of Simon, to betray Jesus. Jesus knew that God had put all things under his power, and that he had come from God and was returning to God. So he got up from the meal, took off his outer clothing, and wrapped a towel around his waist. After that, he poured water into a basin and began to wash his disciples' feet, drying them with the towel that was wrapped around him. He came to Simon Peter, who said to him, "Lord, are you going to wash my feet?" Jesus replied, "You do not realize now what I am doing, but later you will understand." "No," said Peter, "you shall never wash my feet." Jesus answered, "Unless I wash you, you have no part with me." "Then, Lord," Simon Peter replied, "not just my feet, but my hands and my head as well." Jesus answered, "A person who has had a bath needs only to wash his feet. His whole body is clean. And you are clean, though not every one of you." For he knew who was going to betray him, and that was why he said not everyone was clean. When he had finished washing their feet, he put on his clothes and returned to his place. "Do you understand what I have done for you?" he said. "You call me teacher and Lord, and rightly so, for that is what I am. Now that I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also should wash one another's feet. I have set you an example that you should do as I have done for you. I tell you the truth, no servant is greater than his master, nor is a messenger greater than the one who sent him. Now that you know these things, you'll be blessed if you do them." And there the passage ends. May God bless these words as we seek to apply them to our lives. Well, here we are back on video. I'm taking my glasses off here. Back on video. We have been at the Denver South Seventh-day Adventist Church since Sunday after Easter. And we have tried and tried to make this venue work for us. And it works for people who want to come face to face, but we still have a large online audience like you who are just not ready to come and join us face to face yet for many different reasons. Well, we have tried to provide a really good product for you. And every week something else happens. The video doesn't work, the audio doesn't work. The whole thing crashed a couple weeks ago. It's just gotten to be so frustrating. We've decided that at least for the next couple weeks, until we can figure something else out, we're going to be doing video as well as face-to-face. Now, it's going to be a similar service. You'll have Jill will be doing pastoral prayers, or I'll be doing the prayers. Samantha will be participating. It will be the same scripture passage, the same sermon that happens on Sunday morning. So it's the same thing. So don't worry that you're missing out. And hopefully when you're ready, you can join us face to face. So here we are. I am on my deck. I wanted to show you the flowers that we got going on. Look at that big, beautiful hanging basket. And I've got flowers over to the side here. These are the flowers that we're using for Kelsey's wedding. We've been growing these flowers since early spring, trying to get them ready for the wedding. Can you believe Kelsey's wedding is 4 weeks away? I have learned a few things about what it means to be the father of the bride. It means shut up, show up, mow the lawn, get everything ready to go. It has been quite the experience, let me tell you. It's been a lot of fun. You know, people have asked me, am I going to do Kelsey's wedding? And I did Kyle's wedding and I really didn't like it. I was working instead of soaking it up. So I want to walk Kelsey down the aisle, bawling the whole way. When I walk Kelsey down the aisle, sit with Phoebe and just kind of soak up the ceremony. Well, who's going to do the wedding then? Kelsey has asked her brother Kyle to perform the ceremony. So that's going to be a lot of fun. 4 weeks, the countdown is on. So pray for me. Very good. All right, happy 4th of July. What happened to June? How are we already at the 4th of July? In 12 weeks, it's going to be snowing. Yikes. But now is summer. I hope that you are soaking up summer, sitting on the front deck on your backyard, soaking up your flowers, enjoying a great summer. So how are you going to celebrate the 4th of July? You know, I always think it's significant when the 4th of July is on a Sunday, because I think it helps us to think about what does it mean to be a Christian American. How do we be a faithful follower of Christ and a faithful citizen of the United States? So that's something that I've been thinking about today on the 4th of July. So how are you going to celebrate the 4th? I want you to celebrate the 4th by, first of all, thinking about your feet. I want you to think about your feet. I'm going to take the camera off the tripod, and I'm going to show you my feet. Where is my foot? I can't find my foot. There it is, my foot, my toes. Sorry about that. You know, what do your feet, what do your toes look like? You know, I managed to break almost all of my toes. One time I dropped a huge tractor blade right on top of both of my feet, and I broke almost all of my toes. I broke my big toe when I was a kid. I mean, to tell you, my toes are a mess. What about your toes? Hammer toes, broken toes, split nails, dried feet. What about your heels? Dried, cracked heels. What about your arches? Flat feet, plantar fasciitis, however you say that. Smelly feet. Oh, God. Teenager's feet. Oh, man, I'll never forget when my kids were teenagers. My boys, their feet, their shoes stank so bad. I'll never forget that. Maybe you got a problem with smelly feet. Feet. But you know what? We got to take care of our feet. You know, Jesus said maybe it's the most important part of our body that we need to take care of. Take care of our feet, or maybe more importantly, take care of other people's feet. That's what's going on in the scripture passage today from John's gospel. You know, what's kind of cool is that we're talking about the Passover. We usually read this passage on Monday, Thursday, the Passover, the Last Supper. In Matthew, Mark, and Luke, the Last Supper is Jesus taking bread and the cup and breaking the bread and drinking the cup, which we're doing today because of communion, but also today because of this passage from John. We're talking about washing the disciples' feet. So there's kind of the fullness of the Passover. But Jesus says, you know, to be a follower of Christ, to be his follower, we need to think about washing each other's feet. Have you ever had your feet washed? You know, I thought about getting a pedicure for this sermon, and I just couldn't bring myself to do it. I don't know. I just can't go down to a pedicurist or whatever you call these people and take my shoes and socks off and have them trim my nails, wash my feet, put on polish. I just can't do it. You know, and it's just not me. I've talked with other men and they're the same way. In fact, men, if you're out there and if you got a pedicure, I want to say congratulations for you. I had a friend who gets them on a regular basis and he says it's fantastic. It's a great way to take care of yourself. Women have no problem getting a pedicure. You know, they love it. What does it have to do with us guys? Maybe our fragile masculinity. I'll own that one. Have you ever had your feet washed at a worship service, like at a Monday, Thursday service? We've done that a few times at Columbine. And I thought about doing it this Sunday at Seventh-day Adventist, but I thought, I have a hard time getting people to wear a mask. I'll never get them to take their socks and shoes off in church. But Monday, Thursday, we've done it a few times. People have come down, the pastors have taken towels and basins of water, and we wash people's feet. It's pretty powerful to humble yourself, you know, and I've had my own feet washed as part of these ceremonies. And again, it's kind of a humble thing to do, to kind of bury your feet to someone, have them wash each other's feet. But if we're not going to do it Well, if we do do it, it's part of a sacred ceremony at Maundy Thursday. But how do we do it in the rest of our lives? How do we wash people's feet? Because, you know, Jesus makes this clear. We're supposed to do it for each other as part of, if he's the servant, if he's the master, if he's the teacher, he's taught us to wash each other's feet. Well, how do we do that? What does it mean to wash the feet of our spouse? What does it mean to wash the feet of our children? Oh, teenagers' feet. What does it mean to wash the feet of our elderly parents, our college-age parents, our colleagues, our boss, our direct reports, our clients? How do we wash each other's feet? What does that look like? You know, for me, I think it's about serving one another, taking the role of a servant, humbling yourself. You know, Jesus took the role of a servant because it was usually the servant who washed people's feet. So Jesus took that role. We are meant to be the role of the servant, to humble ourselves. The Apostle Paul in his letter to the church at Philippi says that we are to humble ourselves and count others as better than ourselves. Now, there's a proviso for me on that. I mean, people like me, big old ego people, need to think about humbling ourselves and counting others as better than ourselves. But other people, if you have a poor self-esteem, if you really wrestle with your self-worth, I don't want you to think as others better than yourself. I want you to think as you being equal with others. I want you to see that Christ lifts you up and empowers you. And maybe you need to see that instead of washing people's feet, you need to see that Jesus is washing your feet, that you are a beautiful, sacred child of God. But you know what? The rest of us, what does it mean to be humble and a servant? You know, for me, I think it's about thinking about meeting their needs. What does it mean to meet the needs of the people around you? What about your spouse? What does it mean to wash the feet of your spouse? Maybe it's being patient. Maybe it's going the second mile. Maybe it's forgiving and allowing that sense of grace. Again, another proviso. God doesn't want you to, or Christ doesn't want you to wash the feet where there is abuse. If there's abuse, maybe the most important thing you can do with your feet is beat a path out of the relationship, because God does not want you to suffer abuse in any way, shape, or form. But the rest of us, if you have a healthy relationship, what does it mean to wash our spouse's feet? What about really doing this, sitting down with your spouse when you're watching TV in the evening, putting a pillow on your lap, grabbing some lotion, putting their feet on your lap, and massaging their feet. Take some lotion and massage their feet. You know, it's a beautiful thing to do. You know, it creates a sense of intimacy. It brings you together. Think about doing that with your spouse, with your kids, maybe meeting their needs, with your, you know, with your elderly parent. What does it mean to me to wash and take care of your elderly parents feel? I'll never forget when my mother-in-law, she's since passed away, her feet were so sore and her nails were long. She didn't know what to do. So I said, I'll take care of your feet. So I clipped her nails and I massaged her feet, and it created this beautiful, intimate moment between us, kind of physically doing something for each other. What does it mean to wash the feet of a police officer, a firefighter, a military personnel? You know, every time I see somebody in uniform, I thank them for their work. You know, I have a son who's a firefighter paramedic, Kyle, and I realize that every day these people put their life on the line for other people. You know, it's a different kind of job that they have. We need to be grateful for them and for their work. How can you express gratitude to them? What about your neighbor, your cranky neighbor? How do you wash their feet? You think about their needs. What do you need to do to minister to them? You know, the Buddhist nun Pema Chodron has this teaching where she says, just like me, when she's stuck in traffic, she thinks people around her are just like her, that they want to get home, that they want to do groceries, that they want to rest, that they want to raise their children, that they want to have a safe neighborhood to live in. They're just like her. And I think that, you know, just like me, I think about my neighbors. They're just like me. They want a safe, stable neighborhood. As cranky as they might be, they want a safe place to live. It's that sense of humility, that sense of connection that we have with one another. How can you serve the needs of other people? Scratch them where they're itching. Going the distance, being patient, sharing kind words, being supportive. Now, what does it mean for us as a nation on the 4th of July to wash each other's feet? You know, I thought about it. Wouldn't it be cool if CNN got together with Fox News and they got together and they did a segment where they were washing each other's feet? You know what? I believe ratings would soar. People would love to watch that. What about in Congress if they took a time and to wash each other's feet as a way of symbolically serving the nation by serving one another? Wouldn't that be great? You know, or what about people of different economic classes got together, rich people and poor people, people in wealthy neighborhoods got together with people in inner city broken neighborhoods? And what if we washed each other's feet? Going the distance, being patient, serving one another. That's why I think it is. You take the notion of servant leader. Jesus said, I, your teacher and master, have taught you to do this, so I expect you to be a servant leader. What does it mean to be a servant leader as far as the United States? How do we be a servant leader with people that are different than us, that live in a different nation? How do we wash each other's feet? Now, there's some good news with that, about this. I think, you know, as the United States, we're already doing some good things that we need to be proud of on the 4th of July. You know, the U.S. leads the globe in foreign aid. We give $39.2 billion away in foreign aid to other countries, and that is to cover such things as natural disaster, human-made disaster. It's to cover such thing as economic development, social development, political development, supporting democracies around the world. You know, we do a lot with foreign aid, and it's bipartisan. Both Republicans and Democrats believe strongly in foreign aid. As citizens of the United States, we believe strongly in foreign aid. So that's good. The challenging thing is only 1% of our budget. What happened if we boosted to 2%, maybe even 3%? A lot of people think, oh, we're giving 25% of our budget in foreign aid. Nope, only 1%. What would happen if we could boost that? Hey, another good message about NGOs, non-governmental organizations. In the United States, there are 1.5 million NGOs, 1.5 million nonprofit organizations that are working to serve the needs of people in the United States and around the world. 1.5 million people who are dedicating themselves in some way, shape, or form to minister to the needs of other people. I think that's kind of cool. I'm kind of proud of that on the 4th of July, that we have this foreign aid, that we have NGOs that are working to minister and support people's needs. Let's stretch it. What does it mean to wash the feet of our neighbors at the southern border? Boy, what an issue. It's like we can't solve this issue. How do we wash the feet of people who are legal and illegal wanting to come into this country? Notice Jesus didn't say only wash the feet of the legal. He just said wash feet. There's no distinction. So how do we do that? You know, how do we do that? I'm not quite sure, but we need to find ethical, moral ways to wash the feet of our people at the southern border. What about the northern border? We kind of take Canada for granted, that our Canadians are our good neighbors. But what does it mean to actually go the distance and to wash the feet of our Canadian brothers and sisters? Enemies, North Korea, Iran, Soviet, the Russia nation. What does it mean to wash their feet? That's tough. You know, I'm not a politician at that level, so I don't pretend to know the answer to that. But I know that as Christians, we can't dodge this teaching. We have to find ways to wash each other's feet. And on the 4th of July, we need to think about, as Christian Americans, how do we do that? So 4th of July, here we are, getting ready for a big barbecue, meeting with friends and family this afternoon. What are you going to do? I think I want you to wash each other's feet. Because, you know, Jesus said, when you do this, you will be a blessing. I love that. You will be a blessing. Be a blessing. Wash each other's feet. Amen.